then is subsequently been able to be turned into an anhydride, into an ester, into an amide, or back into the carboxylic acid. So this is a reactivity scale. This is the most reactive at the top. This is the least reactive at the bottom. So in the CH1010 subject at the moment, I'm talking quite a lot about the reactivity of ATP, and it's because of the presence of anhydride bonds. So an anhydride is C double bond OO, C double bond O. The reason ATP uses it, this contains lots of energy, highly reactive. Down at the bottom of the chart then is our carboxylic acids. This is useful for you guys when you're answering one of the questions on, I think, the final prac. Okay, it asks you how to turn one of the carboxylic acids into something else. So you should try and remember back to these two slides here.